There are many, many more would-be speakers. Time doesn't permit. Apologies to all who would like to speak. Unfortunately, it cannot be now. It's already late. But the special time has come to call upon the last masbid of the evening, the Rosh Hashiva of Eish HaTorah, of Yosef Hillel Weinberg.
I think the speakers until now really summarized in a small, short way what the Rosh Hashiva did. I want two points to talk about briefly, the time is late. One point is, we heard of all of the speakers and this great giant, Rosh Hashiva, what he did so much, he accomplished so much. He was Avraham Avinu from this generation. So we could think sometimes that was a giant. Once was a giant of Avraham Avinu. We had in our generation another giant, Rosh Hashiva. But we small people, what can we do? Okay, we'll try. We'll continue what he did. But no more giants. And this is the opposite of what the Rosh Hashiva tried to teach us all of our lives. That's not right. He taught us, first of all, by his own personality. I don't know if how many people knows. But when he was in yeshiva, learning, and he enjoyed learning, and he learned very good, but he felt some kind of weakness in his body. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, look, your body is weak. Don't take too much pressure. Sleep more. Eat more. The Mashgiach of his yeshiva asked him, why aren't you coming to davening anymore? Why are you coming late to Seder? So he said, the doctor gave me, he told me I need to do it. And the Mashgiach accepted it. But what did he do lying in bed? He didn't take a newspaper. He took a Rambam. And which Rambam? Hilchos Talmud Torah. And he learned, he read the Rambam, and he came to the Halacha, where the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, in a Torah niknis elo b'mishem meimisa atzmo yoler. Whoever wants to gain Torah, to be a Talmid Chochem, it's only if he kills himself on it. So the Rosh Hashiva said to himself, okay, I'm weak. I have the okay of the Mashgiach to lie in bed. the doctor told me. I won't be a Talmid Chochem. I won't know Torah. That can't be. And he jumped out of bed. And he sat and learned. And he went up a level after level. Until when he got to the level of sleeping 3 hours a day, 1 hour from 12 to 1 at night, second hour from 6 to 7 in the morning, and lunchtime another hour. So he wasn't born a giant. He was born a human being. I don't know if any one of us here has the letter of the doctor that he needs to lay in bed. Maybe we're stronger than what he started off. And if he became a giant, we could all be a giant. And that's really what the Rosh Hashiva has tried and succeeded to give each one of us the confidence, the understanding that Bishvili Nivro Olam, the whole world was created for me. What does it mean for me? Asked the Rosh Hashiva. Can I eat all of the cows? Can I drive all of the cows? No, Bishvili Nivro Olam, to change it. And Chazal say, Chayev, Kol Odom, everyone needs to say, Bishvili Nivro Olam. And I remember when I was a small kid, the Rosh Hashiva, on Shabbos, we used to hear where we were speaking to fresh new boys who just came off the street. And he told them, how many years do you think will be a world war? Everybody will agree then 20 years from that time we would be in a world war and maybe no one would remain. So the Rosh Hashiva said, what are you doing about it? And he gave the strength and the understanding to everyone. Everyone. You can make the difference. And you're obligated to make the difference. Don't rely on someone else. So as the Maspidim said before, maybe until today we relied on this big giant. And as I said, a giant would build himself from a normal, weak boy. But we saw already the giant. So maybe we thought he would do the job. We would just go after him. But now that he's gone, he's not with us, came the time that we should all gather together. And the Rosh Hashiva spoke so much about it. He said in the world outside, they get to so much new things every year. If it's in medicine, if it's in electronic, if it's getting to the moon, how do they get every year bigger and bigger? It's because each one builds on what the other one did. And he said, if we would get together and learn one of each other, and to build one of each other, we could change the whole world. So we need to get together and really recalling all of the old Talmidim from the old world, together with all of us. Let's be united. Let's have unity. Let's build together. When we sat Shiva, so people asked, how many branches does the Rosh Hashiva have? So they say 30, 40. But really, every student, or even not a student, everyone was influenced by the Rosh Hashiva. He got this flame of the Rosh Hashiva. He's a branch. Wherever he goes, he can make a difference. So he has thousands of branches. And now we have the obligation. We have the schus to be a branch what the Rosh Hashiva built. The coming generation will be only grandsons of the Rosh Hashiva. All of us are sons of the Rosh Hashiva. So each one of us, please, let's get together. Each one can make the change. And we need everybody together. And for sure we will succeed. And gdolim tzadikim v'misosom yosom v'chayeyem, the tzadikim are greater when they go up to heaven. If he accomplished so much when he was down here, for sure, he will shake the heavens and continue his walk. But it's only through his kids, we. Chazal say on the Pasuk, V'nasati lecho me'alchim b'noim dimo'ele, I'll give you, you will walk between those who stand. Chazal say, who's those who stand? Who doesn't move? That's the angels. Wherever, which position they was created, they stayed in the same position. They can't change. We human beings, that we have free will. We could move. We could grow. We could change. A person, after his life, he becomes like a malach. He can't move anymore. He can't do anything. But there was one way that he could continue doing. That's if his Talmidim, what they are, his kids, continue what he does. So he's walking up there. And I think we could say the expression, what he always said, awaken the sleeping giant. My father's the giant. We lost him, he's sleeping now. But we could awaken him. We could continue him. We could take his koichos, the giant koichos, and awaken him upstairs to wake up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, and Shlomo, to wake them up, to pray, to open up the skies, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it by himself. He could have doing it 4,000 years ago. He's waiting, we should do it. And Eish HaTorah, I think it's really the only place in the whole world what everybody feels deeply inside that he can make the difference. So we should be zeiche that we should continue the way of the Rosh Hashiva and just go on and on. And as my brother said, we don't have too much time. Let's, today, not tomorrow. That was the special strength of my father. So many stories about it. He had something came up to his mind today. Right away. There is a Malik, what's called Mochol. It's written in the Torah, Tzei Ilochem Ba'amolek Mochol. So they say of old, go out and fight this Amalek, what's called Mochol. Mochol means, okay, I heard it, I'll do, give me the time, maybe in the beginning of next year, maybe in the beginning of next month, maybe in the beginning of next week. That's Amalek. Amalek says tomorrow. Fight this Amalek and say today. And if all of us will say today, we want to make the difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all of the kelim, all of the abilities. As the Rosh Hashiva mentioned, the Chofetz Chaim a lot of times, what he said, the Am Yisrael, when they went out of Egypt, they needed to build the Mishkan, they needed to do special works, what not people who was working with bricks could have known to do it. But whoever said, I want to build the Oren HaKodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the ability, the understanding, the strength to build the Oren HaKodesh. Whoever said, I want to do a Paroiches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the ability for that. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's also today. If someone decides, he wants to know Shas, you will know Shas. If someone decides he wants to change the world, he will change the world. And you know what? We could decide also to know Shas and also to change the world. Also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us. My father said, if someone said, well, I can't do something. It's kfire. He doesn't believe in God. Why? Because if he says, I can't do this thing, that means that something smaller he could do. He's doing. He doesn't believe in God. It's never him. We, without the help of God, we can't move a finger. We can breathe. And if God helps you, as the Rosh Hashiva said, is there anything you can do? I was by Rav Eliyashiv, great, great big God Lador. And I asked him, what do we do? Do we do kiruv or do we do learning? On one hand, kiruv, we need to save the Jewish people. On the other hand, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, we need to know Torah.
So he says, you could do both. It's not a contradiction. And we saw it in the Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva, I didn't remember it, but by the Shiva came his Chavruse. But he used to come to Yeshiva 4 o'clock in the morning and run for 3 hours until 7 o'clock. No one knew about it besides his Chavruse. And he continued saving Am Yisrael. We could be a giant in learning. We could be a giant in saving Am Yisrael. And much more things. And I must mention that this big giant had his whole life someone behind him. And that's my mother. The whole life. If not my mother, as they say there, wouldn't be Eishet Torah. I wouldn't have been. If not my mother, what she used to bring the food for the kohen into his kohel before he started the yeshiva, and he should be able to stay there from 5 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock at night, and she brought him the food to eat lunch, he wouldn't be such a great Talmid Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help to give strength to my mother to continue a great work for Am Yisrael, special school, IAT, for the students, and so special what we see in the whole world. She should have the strength to continue and the ability to continue. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schools that we should decide that we really will do the job, we really will be Talmid HaChomim, and then we will get it. And that will be really making the Rosh Hashiva to stay alive forever.
Dear Rosh Hashiva, we pray to Hashem Yisborach that you have the strength, the courage, the understanding to continue to guide us as our great Rosh Hashiva Moreno Rav Yisrael Noyach has done for so many years. May the dream of Eishet Torah come to fruition with the return of all of the Jewish people, and with you leading us, directing us, pointing us in the right direction, inspiring us. Our tefillahs are with you, our love is with you, our confidence is in you, that Be'ezus Hashem, we will together get the job done. Kel Malei Rachamim.
Don, Valta, Midrioi, 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 Valta, Midrioi,
the yeshiva asks, as you leave the Beis Medrash, please find the alumni registry, sign up so that we can continue to remain in touch.
El mole rachamim shechem am bohmim am tzei minucho nechoino tachas kant ve'ashkino b'malo iskdo ishim utoirim kizoya orkia mazdiri besnishmas moreinu ve'rabeinu הרב ובסון נויר בנה וביצר כמלטיסיו שולח לו אלו מוי בבו שבונו בבנויסו וכל בני הישיב והקדושו נודה נודה מצלוקו בבני נדה בעד הסגורס נשמע סוי וגן עדן תאי מנוחו סוי לוחי בלו רחמים יסתריו בסייס הגנופו לילומים ביצרוי, ביצרוי החיים אס נשמסוי אדוינוי ונחל עושוי ונוח בשלוי מר נשכבוי ונאמר אומן.